Now, in a moment, our guest will be John Rappaport, because John has uncovered a new bill moving through the Senate called SB 1873. It may be voted on when Congress gets back into session on December 12th. What will it do? Well, apparently it will create a super-secret federal agency called BARDA, which will, in concert with drug companies, create new drugs and vaccines for protection against terror attacks. Now, on the face of that, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But all activities of this agency will remain secret, and there will be no government oversight and no disclosures. This is quite extraordinary. John Rappaport will tell us what it's all about in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. John, this bill, SB 1873, it's even deeper than I was even saying, because it also affects drug companies and gives them the ability to do some things too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Basically, it gives them an opportunity to cover themselves completely. Government grants, in other words, government paying for the development of drugs and vaccines. No oversight, which means that not even the FDA has to approve these drugs or vaccines. And no lawsuits will be permitted for any adverse effects of any of the drugs. In fact, the way I read the bill is you can't even file a Freedom of Information Act request to find out about adverse effects. So nothing would be announced at all. And the other thing that I just realized in reading a couple of articles on this is it doesn't only cover drugs and vaccines developed for supposed bioterror threats, but also for so-called natural outbreaks and epidemics. So that pretty much covers the waterfront. I mean, they could simply announce, or not announce in this case, that
not announce, exactly.
Yeah, that it's the bird flu that they're developing a bunch of vaccines and drugs for, spend untold hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars, gifts to the drug companies, and no one would ever know what these drugs are about, what their effects are. They would just be mandated if the government decided that there was an imminent threat, and the drug companies would make billions and people would be completely vulnerable.
Why the secrecy here, John? What are they looking for?
Well, there's the cover story that they're talking about, and then there's the real motivation. The cover story is that they have to protect their own efforts because they want to keep secret what germs they're targeting to develop these drugs and vaccines so that, quote, bioterrorists would not know whether or not the drugs that the germs they're unleashing would be researched against by the drug companies. But in fact, this on one level is a complete gift to the pharmaceutical industry because it exonerates them completely from any liability.
Well, it also assumes we're going to be smart enough to know what kind of bioterrorism viruses,
yeah,
and diseases and things that the terrorists are working on.
Yeah, exactly. Or what supposed natural epidemics are coming down the pipeline. And, you know, therefore, they can make all the mistakes that they want to. They can say, well, the next big thing that's coming down is so-and-so virus, and then, of course, they're totally wrong, and they develop a bunch of drugs and vaccines for that, and they spend $1 billion, and they shelve it all, and nobody finds out that it even happened, and the drug companies make incredible fortunes off of it, and nothing ever happened.
So this is moving through the Senate now.
Yeah, S-1873, and it takes a flood of faxes, not emails, to senators, all senators, to defeat this bill, which is called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Bill. It creates that agency called BARDA. And from everything that I can see, it's passed through committee. It's reached the floor, so a vote could be scheduled on it at any time.
Hey, John, while we have some time with you, let's talk a little bit about the avian flu scare again. Last night, we had Dr. Mark Siegel on, who shares your views, shares mine, that this is not going to be a pandemic, that it is no question about that. There is a bird flu there for birds, but he really doesn't believe it's going to break out into anything large or significant for human beings, something you've believed for a long, long time.
Yes, I have, but unfortunately, the U.S. government does not claim to believe that. In fact, the latest missive from the government has to do with them preparing to face a possible avian flu pandemic in the U.S., I'm quoting now. What they're contemplating, according to Mike Leavitt, who's the head of Health and Human Services, is a worst-case scenario. More than 92 million people becoming ill in the space of 4 months. That's what they're looking at as a projection, and they're developing all of these models to deal with something that is non-existent as a threat. I mean, it has proved out so far to be absolutely nothing. And, you know, to tie in what we were just talking about with bird flu, you and I have been sitting on a number of these shows talking about, well, who does this propaganda about bird flu benefit? Well, it benefits exactly this kind of bill that's passing through Congress, because without this hysteria, this thing would never have a chance of passing the Senate. But now that all this propaganda has been mounted about what amounts to a scientific hoax, human bird flu, they have a very good chance of passing this. And the government is now talking about, I mean, they're projecting all of this based on an epidemic that breaks out in Thailand in a small village. And they're saying that at the end of week six, 722,000 pandemic cases in the U.S., week nine, 37.4 million, week 12, 90.8 million, week 16, 92.2 million cases. I mean, this is absolutely psychotic in terms of having any bearing on the truth. It has nothing to do with reality. It is just a push for pharmaceutical profits and for controlling citizens by using the threat of a pandemic to curtail individual freedoms. It's nothing more than that.
Did you see where the Vietnamese doctor reported that the Tamiflu does not work on this avian flu virus?
Absolutely. Yeah, I saw the report. It's received very brief coverage and hasn't dissuaded anybody in the government from ordering $2 billion worth of this drug. We've discussed some of the incredible adverse effects, such as hallucinations and, suicidal impulses and so on. So this whole thing is coming like a train down the tracks based on absolutely nothing. And the drug companies are cheering on from the sidelines because they're going to be making billions of dollars off of this.
Do you think, John, that's what it's all about, or is there some other sinister reason behind this?
Well, I think there's some other sinister reason behind it. Beyond the profit motive, there is an opportunity for the government here to, A, grandstand, we are protecting you, this terrible thing is going to happen. They divert all other kinds of criticism that would be leveled at the administration and override it all with this kind of, oh, the pandemic is coming. And at the same time, their protection, in heavy quotes, of the citizens of the United States and other countries involves destroying the Bill of Rights. I mean, no freedom of assembly, quarantines. You can't criticize the government's programs because we're in a desperate situation. And it's conditioning citizens to accept the whole idea of political control based on whatever medical authorities claim is happening.
I'll tell you what, though, John, since we've been talking about this for one of the first times now, I was with a group of friends who know other people who've been talking about this, and they said for the first time they're beginning to hear people who are beginning to agree with you, with Dr. Siegel, saying that that this isn't going to happen, that it's not real. And I think that's important, that maybe public opinion is beginning to shift a little bit.
I agree. I'm hearing the same thing more and more from people who just simply don't believe it's happening. I see some, even to the level of stand-up comics, who are making jokes about it and treating it as some bogus hoax, which it is. So I think people are wising up. I think they're getting much smarter about all of this, that it is not real, and that the whole push has something to do with other matters that we are discussing here. And this is very important. It's very important that people wake up and spread the news, just as it's important that they get in touch with their government representatives and lean on them very hard not to pass this 1873 bill. I think people just, you know, they don't want to sit around and take it anymore. They know that they're being worked, they're being conned, and they don't like it. They know that it's costing a tremendous amount of money. It could potentially put the government even into a more serious bankrupt condition than it's already in, and for no good reason at all.
Well, I got to tell you, John, it is truly remarkable that you continue to do the kind of work you do, and they've left you alone. No problems there, I trust.
No problems. No problems. I'm knocking wood.
All right, what's new on your plate? Your website, nomorefakenews.com?
Yes. Well, I've been doing a lot of work, of course, on the continuing bird flu business, and that is, you know, very important. In fact, I've been publishing some articles where even conventional medical authorities are speaking out finally and saying, look, the test that's usually being run to determine whether there are cases of bird flu in humans and even in animals are a hoax. Because what they're really testing for is signs of immune health rather than illness, and these are being twisted around to say that people are sick or they will get sick. It's just backward science. And I've talked to a couple of these conventional researchers and medical bureaucrats from universities, and not only are they contradicting the government, but they're getting mad. They're getting angry. They feel like their reputations are somehow on the line, that they're being pulled into all of this hysteria, and they don't want to take responsibility for what turns out to be, another hoax, another boy who cried wolf. So I'm looking for more of them to step forward and to say, this is not right. This is not what we're being told it is.
Very good. Keep up the good work, John. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks a lot, George.
John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. Whenever there's a breaking story or we need somebody to do some very heavy-handed investigating, we turn to John, and he always delivers.